Thursday. Today our celebrant is Father Patrick Carr.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. 2,000 years ago, at the Feast of Passover, Jesus made a new covenant. We hear it in St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." This new covenant sums up all the covenants that God had made between himself and all of creation. And this new covenant actually brings us into the promised land. And this promised land is beyond the reach of sin, evil, death, decay, and corruption. The promised land is the kingdom of God. And the new covenant was made at the Passover feast. There is no lamb, though, at the Passover feast. You know why? Because Jesus is the lamb, the one to be slaughtered on Good Friday. Jesus will open up the promised land for us in and through the cross. On the other side of the cross is the resurrection. And the kingdom of God is all physical things that have been redeemed. You can never separate the Passover from the cross. The body of Christ, the blood of Christ of this new covenant, is the lamb that was slaughtered on Good Friday. We don't consume the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. The body and the blood of Christ consumes us. It refines us. It roots us as citizens in the new kingdom of God. And this new kingdom of God is not defined by our social status, our nationality, or our race. This kingdom is where you and I become brothers and sisters in Christ. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And the Eucharist gives us the power to live as citizens of God's kingdom right here and now. And you know what that looks like, everyone? We are to wash one another's feet. In other words, we are to lower ourselves so we can serve one another.